Hello and welcome back to Claude Talks Español. I'm Ryan, your beginner Spanish learner on this journey.
Y yo soy Elvira. Hola a todos, bienvenidos de nuevo al podcast.
Today is a review episode. We're going back to lesson 2, which was all about work life in Spain. Tech and office vocabulary.
Exacto. Lesson 2, at work in Spain, tech and office life. Ryan, how do you feel about this one?
Honestly, some of it stuck really well, but I know there are a few phrases I need to nail down more solidly.
Perfecto. Eso es exactamente para lo que sirve el repaso, the review. Let's see what you remember.
Okay, I'm ready. Quiz me.
De acuerdo. Empecemos. First question, how do you say, I am a software engineer in Spanish?
That one I know. Soy ingeniero de software.
Perfecto. Let's break it down slowly for our listeners. Soy ingeniero de software. Soy ingeniero de software.
It's one of the most useful sentences for me since that's literally my job.
And it's beautifully simple in Spanish. Soy means I am, no need for a separate y pronoun before the verb most of the time. Very elegant.
The word ingeniero still trips me up to spell, but I can say it now.
Buena observación. Next one, how do you say I work from Zurich in Switzerland?
Trabajo des Zurich, y en su Isa.
Muy bien. Trabajo desde Zurich en Suiza. Trabajo desde Zurich en Suiza.
Trabajo, that's from the verb trabajar, to work.
Exacto. Trabajar, to work. And the first person singular present tense is trabajo. I work. Notice there is no yo needed, the verb ending already tells us it's me speaking.
Right, that's a Spanish thing I love, the verb endings do so much of the work.
Exactly. Now, let's move on. How do you say, I have a meeting?
Oh, this one, tengo una reunión.
Estupendo. Tengo una reunión. And reunión is a false friend for English speakers. It sounds like reunión, but it used means a regular meeting.
Yeah, in English reunion is like when you haven't seen people for years. Here it's just a Monday morning meeting.
Exactamente. Una reunión de trabajo, a work meeting. You will hear this phrase constantly in any Spanish office.
How about in the plural? We have a meeting?
Great question. Tenemos una reunión. Tenemos una reunión.
Tenemos una reunión. Got it.
Bien hecho. Now eres a slightly longer one. How do you say, I develop apps Android code?
Okay, desarrollo applications, y escribo código. Desarrollo applications, y escribo código.
Perfecto. Desarrollo aplicaciones y escribo código. Desarrollo aplicaciones y escribo código.
Two verbs there, desarrollo from desarrolla and escribo from escribir.
Exacto. Desarrollar, to develop. Escribir, to write. Both conjugated in the first person present, desarrollo, escribo. Very useful for Toby, our listener in Zurich, who does exactly this every day.
Ah, yes. Toby is a software engineer, me llamo Toby, soy ingeniero de software, vivo en Zurich, Suiza. That's Toby's Spanish business card right there.
Me encanta. Perfect. Last review phrase, how do you say, I have to finish the code?
Tengo que terminar el código.
Excelente. Tengo que terminar el código. Tengo que terminar el código.
Tengo que plus infinitive, I have to do something. That structure is so handy.
Sí, es muy útil. Tengo que terminar el código. Tengo que ir a una reunión. Tengo que enviar un correo electrónico.
Oh. ¿Enviar un correo electrónico, to send an email?
Exacto. Enviar, to send. Correo electrónico, email. Literally, electronic mail. En el trabajo esto es esencial. At work, this is essential.
I feel good about those 5 review phrases. They're really sticking now.
Genial. Repetís and really works. Now, as promised, let's expand your vocabulary with 8 new phrases that extend this work and tech topic. ¿Listos?
Listos.
New phrase number 1. Estoy en una llamada. Y am on a call.
Oh, very useful. Estoy, enunallamada. Estoy en una llamada.
Estoy is from the verb estar to be. And llamada means call. Estoy en una llamada. You always say this to your flatmate when you need quiet.
Or type it in a chat to say don't disturb me. Estoy en una llamada.
Exacto. Number 2. El ordenador no funciona. The computer isn't working.
El ordenador no funciona. El ordenador no funciona.
Bien. Now this is very Castilian Spanish. In Spain we say ordenador for computer. In Latin America they say computadora or computador. But since we're learning Castilian, it's ordenador.
El ordenador. Got it. And funciona means to work or to function.
Exacto, to function, to work. El ordenador no funciona, the computer isn't working. A phrase very software engineer dreads.
Ah. Don't we know it? El ordenador no funciona.
Number 3. Tengo que hacer un despliegue. Y have todo a deployment.
Oh, very specific for devs. Tengo, Q, Hasa, UN, despliegue. Tengo Q, Hasa, UN, despliegue.
Despliegue, deployment. From the verb desplegar, to deploy, to unfold. In tech contexts, it's the Spanish word for deploying code or releases.
Tengo Q, Hasa, UN, despliegue. That's very Toby specific.
Por supuesto. Number 4. Trabajo en remoto. Y work remotely.
Oh, nice. Trabajo en remoto. Trabajo en remoto.
Simple and direct. In Spain you might also hear teletrabajo working from home or remote work. El teletrabajo se ha popularizado mucho. Remote work has become very popular.
Trabajo en remoto. And Toby literally works in remoto from Zurich.
Exactamente. Toby trabaja en remoto desde Zurich, Suiza. Toby works remotely from Zurich, Switzerland. Perfect sentence practice.
Toby trabaja en remoto desde Zurich, Suiza. Love that.
Number 5. ¿Podemos hablar después de la reunión? Can we talk after the meeting?
Oh, this is useful. Podemos hablar después de la reunión? Podemos hablar después de la reunión?
Podemos, can we can. From poder to be able to can. And después de means after. ¿Podemos hablar después de la reunión?
I'd probably say this every day in a Spanish office. Podemos hablar después de la reunión?
Claro que sí. Number 6. Voy a revisar el código. I'm going to review the code.
Voy a revisar el código. Voy a revisar el código. Voy a revisar el código.
Muy bien. Voy a plus infinitive means I'm going to it's the near future tense in Spanish, and it's used constantly in conversation. Voy a revisar el código. Voy a terminar la tarea. I'm going to finish the task.
Voy a is like the Spanish equivalent of gonna, super common.
Totalmente. In spoken Spanish, voy a is more natural than the formal future tense most of the time. Very useful structure.
Voy a revisar el código. Got it.
Number 7. Hay un error en el sistema. There is an error in the system.
Oh no, those dreaded words. Hey-U-N-E-R-E-N-L-Sistema. Hey-U-N-E-R-E-N-L-Sistema.
Exacto. I pronounced like, I means there is or there are. It's one of the most useful words in Spanish. Hay un problema, there is a problem. Hay muchas tareas, there are many tasks.
Hey-U-N-E-R-E-N-L-Sistema. Every developer's nightmare sentence in any language.
Jaja. Sí. And the final new phrase number 8, me quedo sin batería. I'm running out of battery.
Oh. Me quedo sin batería. Me quedo sin batería. Me quedo sin batería.
Me quedo sin literally means it remain without, it's the natural way to say you're running out of something. Me quedo sin batería, running out of battery. Me quedo sin tiempo, running out of time.
Me quedo sin batería, very useful for when your laptop is dying in the middle of a call.
Exactamente. Y ahora una nota cultural, and now, a cultural note about work in Spain.
Oh yes, I've heard some interesting things about Spanish work culture.
So people often think Spain is all about siestas and long lunches. And while lunch is important, a proper comida at around 2 or 3 de la tarde, the reality of modern Spain is that many people work kitchen hours, often finishing at 7, 8, even 9 pulgadas de evening.
That's later than I expected.
Sí. The working day often starts at 9 and make break for lunch at 2, then continue until 7 or 8. In tech, especially in startups and international companies, schedules are becoming more flexible.
And what about August?
Agosto. In August, Spain practically shuts down. Many companies close for weeks, families go on holiday, and you find businesses with sign, cerrado por vacaciones, closed for holidays. It's a very different culture from Switzerland.
Toby must notice that when trying to work with Spanish colleagues in August.
Almost certainly. It's good to know. Si tienes que trabajar con españoles en agosto, if you have to work with Spanish people in August, don't expect quick responses. Están de vacaciones.
They're on holiday. Ha. Huh. Good tip. Cerrado por vacaciones.
Exacto. And one more thing in Spain, la empresa means the company. You might say trabajo en una empresa de tecnología, y work at a tech company. Very common phrase.
Trabajo en una empresa de tecnología. Oh, that's useful too.
Genial. Muy bien hecho, Ryan. You remembered all 5 review phrases perfectly today.
Thank you. The repetition really does help. Hearing things multiple times makes them stick.
Exactamente así funciona el aprendizaje, that's how learning works. Enhorabuena.
Enhorabuena, that's congratulations in Castilian Spanish, right? Not felicitations?
Both work, but enhorabuena is very typically Spanish, you hear it in Spain all the time. In Latin America they tend to say felicitaciones more. Since we're learning Castilian, enhorabuena.
Enhorabuena. I like that word.
Okay, let's close with our key phrases recap for today. Teseare the 5 most important phrases from this episode, review and new combine.
Perfect. Here we go.
Phrase 1, trabajo desde Zurich en Suiza. I work from Zurich in Switzerland.
Trabajo desde Zurich y en Suiza.
Phrase 2, tengo que terminar el código. I have to finish the code.
Tengo que terminar el código.
Phrase 3, estoy en una llamada. Y amo una call.
Estoy en una llamada.
Phrase 4. Trabajo en remoto. Y work remotely.
Trabajo en remoto.
And phrase 5. Hay un error en el sistema. There is an error in the system.
Hey, un error en el sistema. 5 phrases, all very relevant for a software engineer working remotely from Zurich.
Perfecto. These 5 phrases cover you for daily tech life in Spanish. Practice them this week, Toby.
And that wraps up our review of Lesson 2, At Work in Spain, Tech and Office Life.
Hasta la próxima, y que tengáis una semana estupenda.
Until next time, keep practicing, keep learning, and numbers vimos pronto.
Nos vemos pronto. Adiós.
Adiós.